Hello and welcome to Breadcrumbs. I have some really exciting things I'm going to share with you today. And I just want you guys to be ready because a lot of things have been pouring into me lately. Before I go into all of that, this whole entire episode is about updating. So I have been updating you guys frequently up to a certain point, and then I just kind of dropped off. And the reason why is because so much has happened and I want to share that with you guys. So I go by a few different names now: Lilbo Pink, Ash Kitten. But you guys know me as Ashley, so I'll just continue with that. But I really think I'm in a good place right now. I've been listening to a lot of my own advice, which is very hard to do because, like, I dish it out. But my toxic trait is that it's hard for me to follow my own advice. So, that being said, I have been advocating for myself. I have been going after the things that I want, manifesting positivity, and using all of those things to attain a better outcome. And I can tell you that everything that I've said works. Literally everything. I mean, you guys have heard me bawl my eyes out. You've heard me in the lowest of lows. And if you're new to this channel, you can come back and hear me in my lowest of lows. I open up to you guys about a lot of personal things. Things that have happened to me, experiences. And not so I can get pity or, you guys feeling sorry for me. It's so if someone out there has experienced or been through the same things, they can relate, So I'm just updating you guys. I have a new job I love. I did what I said I was going to do, find something that I wanted to really get into, and I couldn't be happier. I did find a job to get into to start with that had that like job title, but at that time where I was at, I wasn't getting paid enough and I didn't advocate for myself, and I was being overworked and underpaid, and I worked really hard to only feel like crap at the end of the day. And if you wake up every day feeling like you don't want to go into work, you're not going to be productive. So I wasn't the best me as a mom, as a worker, as anything that I could have been. So, at that time, I did, open the door to get into something that I wanted to do, but you have to start at the bottom too. So, like, I understood that I was underpaid because at the beginning I was underqualified and I had to gain the experience. But, over time, I gained the experience, and all while dealing with the narcolepsy, which is amazing that I've learned just so much about myself and about my health and about my kids and about life. So we're on this journey, and so many epiphanies lately that I have to share them all with you as I normally do. And, so I want you guys to be a part of that. I'm in a relationship, a very healthy one. I'm very happy about it. Nothing's perfect. Nothing ever will be. Expectations of perfection is just an illusion. So never think, relationships have to be perfect. But I love mine. I'm happy. I'm generally, overly happy about everywhere that I am with being a mom, being a daughter, being every role that I have in my life is very fulfilling. And that's where I want you guys to be. I want you guys to gain some of this knowledge and find that happiness for yourselves. So, again, the update on me is everything is great. And I'm not sugarcoating it. It's literally amazing. And I see it getting more and more amazing. I see my trajectory, where I want to be, what I want to do, what I need to improve on. And I go into work every day loving where I work, who I work with, the atmosphere, and of course my paycheck. Because I don't feel like I'm getting underpaid now. So, my kids are doing wonderfully. unbelievably, most of them. There's one that's kind of like, you know, strayed a little bit, but that's like to be expected with the trauma and things that she's been through. And I'm here anytime that she ever needs me, reaches out, you know, wants me there, I will be there. The other kids, phenomenally doing well. I just can't even express to you guys. I feel like just my mind has opened up so much and my heart has opened up so much in just the past year. And I'm going to share with you guys these amazing things that I've discovered. And I feel like they're little treasures that once you have this knowledge, you literally can change your outcome. So that's what the next session is going to be about. And it's going to be broken down into digestible parts. Before, everything was a lot more organic, where I would just be like, pick a topic and kind of like go over it a little bit before I recorded, but I wouldn't have bullet points and I didn't have like a clear outline, mainly because my narcolepsy kept me in kind of a brain fog and I wanted to communicate to you guys and, you know, share with you, but I also didn't have the time and energy to plan things. So now things are a little bit different. And I have that time and I have that energy and not too much time because like right now my kids are sleeping. So I'm dedicating this time after they're asleep because my first priority is my children. So you guys do rank in a very important place in my heart. And I thank you guys all for just continuing to listen to me and follow me and be a part of this journey. And thank you for letting me be a part of yours. But my kids will always come first. So when they need me, like, they need me. So, but I will make time for you guys because you're important. So that's an update on me. Mental health is a million times better. And just knowing where I was, like, a year ago, even 2 years ago, it's just amazing. Like, I even went back and listened to some of my old podcasts and I was like, that is crazy. Even as much as I was pushing through, the obstacles were just so much. And all the things that I'm saying are true. You have to follow this guidelines. You have to listen to these things that I'm saying because I followed them and it's changing. It's changed my life. And there are other people who are contributing to also my knowledge. One of my good friends, Shauna. Oh my gosh. I can't even tell you how much I've learned from her in a short period of time. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to share with you guys my knowledge and what I've gained from all these experiences. And maybe you take away something from this. And hopefully you do. Maybe you don't. Okay, you know, sorry for wasting your time, but I do feel like it's going to benefit at least one person. And if that is the case, it's totally worth it to spend this time sharing and sacrificing a little bit of time to be able to share with you guys and connect with you guys. So that was my little update. The next session is going to just dive right in to big topics. Topics that I haven't covered in very digestible format before. And like I said, this is going to be different from here on out. I am going to start labeling them by session and broken down into increments of like parts of the whole session. I'm going to call them sessions instead of podcasts or episodes. They're going to be sessions because I feel like we're kind of like in therapy together. Not that I'm a therapist, but we're kind of like working things out like together, and I'm sharing my experiences to hopefully better your lives. So thank you guys. I just want to tell you, thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of my journey. My number one belief is that gratitude is the key to getting the things that you want in life, but not for the intention of greed, but just to spread a happy, positive atmosphere. And that's why I always say spread love, light, and positivity. If you haven't heard that, You haven't heard any of my podcasts all the way to the end. But that's what I tell everyone at the end is spread love, light, and positivity everywhere you go. You never know who you're going to affect. And wait till I tell you, well, actually, I'll share with you now. The job that I have now, okay, the job that I have now is because 7 years ago, I was working at Best Buy and I was positive and pushing through while I was in an abusive relationship. At the end of the abusive relationship, when it was the absolute worst, because the phrase, it gets darkest before dawn, is very true. And I was at my rock bottom. Like, that's what it took for me to change, was hitting that rock bottom. And realizing that it had to be me to change it, because he wasn't going to change anything. He had full control. He loved his life the way it sat, and I didn't. And gaining the control back was me making a choice to change my surroundings and leave. But I had to hit rock bottom first to recognize that. So I was in my rock bottom, like toward the end stages of my rock bottom, still being positive, going to work, being positive and trying to uphold a positive attitude at work. Not a lot of people at work knew my situation because I didn't share with a lot of people. I tried to just be positive, a positive influence on others. That's what I've always really tried to do. So knowing that, how bad it was 7 years ago, right? Like, I was crying every day and just in the deepest depression. Life or death was literally in my head all day, every day. Knowing that I was pushing through all that, and I impacted another person's life with positivity to the point they remembered me 7 years later, and we're kind of, our paths cross again, where my job application is on a stack of many other job applications, and they see that and they say, her, and we need to hire her. Like, I remember her. She's wonderful. She's amazing. She's positive. She brings a great atmosphere. Like, I cannot tell you how amazing it feels to know that 7 years ago, what I was going through and still implementing that positivity through my circumstances changed 7 years later the circumstances that I'm in. Not saying that I wouldn't be in a positive circumstance now because of the life changes that I've made to put myself in a more positive environment. But this one was literally ordained by God. As you guys know, I believe in God. I'm a Christian, and I definitely believe that in the spiritual aspect of manifestation through prayer. But I was just in awe of how 7 years ago I was in my darkest of darkest. How 7 years later I planted that seed 7 years ago and it grew into now, where 7 years later I am at a place that I can't even believe. I got the job just on that recommendation. They called me, told me the job offer, and didn't even meet me. They went off of this recommendation of someone else who worked with me. And this isn't the owner. This is a person who's in a higher position, but they're not the owner. So, like, the owner trusted them to make this decision. They said, yes, pick her. Before there was ever even a meeting, there was no physical interview. There was a phone interview. And I was hired over the phone. What? Like, based on that positive interaction. So it works, guys. Like, it works. Planting seeds of positivity will grow into something. And I've always believed that. And also manifestation through prayer. So, yeah, like, the last job that I was in, I was miserable. And I let myself wallow in that misery. I hit a rock bottom, as you will. And when you realize you're at a rock bottom, not a rock bottom in my life, because a lot of other things have changed. So I did have the support group. I did have the, you know, the people, family and friends supporting me, and people in my life that are positive and uplifting me. And honestly, because of that push from them saying, like, you need to do something about it. Don't just complain every day. Like, yeah, we'll listen to you, vent. But if this is causing you physical stress every day to where it is debilitating, change it. Because you have the ability to. And I'm like, wait, I tell people to do that. Duh, like follow your own advice, right? So I did. And instead of being miserable every day, I put my feelers out there. I was like, what? Where else can I work? What do I want? I manifested that. And I was commuting every day an hour. I was like, I want to go to a place that is closer to where I live. So I'm not going to apply to places that aren't close to where I live, because my chances are, if I apply to 50 places that are close to me, if I get one of those 50, it doesn't matter which one, it's going to be close to where I live. So amazingly, this place is 7 minutes with traffic from my home. I could walk there. If my car was literally giving me problems, I could be like, hey, my car is not working. I have a flat tire, whatever, but I can walk to work. Crazy, right? It's not even like, it's like literally like 1 mile or two, maybe two. So it's crazy, right? So I'm just in awe of all the wonderful things that are happening. And I can tell every day that I'm at this new job that I'm appreciated. And that was on my checklist. Like, I want to be somewhere where my talents are appreciated. I want to be somewhere where they recognize my potential. And that's not goading myself. That's saying, like, I want to feel like I want to be there because they want me there and need me there. And that makes me want to be more productive. You want to love what you do. And I love the job title, or like, I love the field that I'm in. But I didn't love where I was working before because the atmosphere was just crazy negative. And so I was literally bleeding into the negativity. And there wasn't enough positivity in the world to make me feel better about where I was at. Which is when you hit a rock bottom, you gotta change. So I changed and put the feelers out there, made my list of where I wanted to be and was practical about it. Didn't get greedy because there was a place that offered me more money, but everything aligned. When I saw that there was, like, I got hired off of just a recommendation, it was like someone saying, yes, this person that works there. I was like, this is just too meant to be a fluke, to be like, I'm not going to go for more money. I'm going to go for this because I feel like this is going to empower me to be everything that I want to be. So the money isn't as important to me, and it wasn't that much more money, and it was a commute, so I'm like sacrificing other things, right? Like, for the more things that are the most important to me was like commute, because I have kids, I want to be closer to them, I want to be able to take them to school and drive, go to work and not have to sacrifice so much time doing that. And all of these things are like falling into place. 7 years ago they were falling apart while falling into place, because things were actually being ordained and placed then with the seeds that I was planting, to 7 years later, where I can tell you I am now in a very positive place and just going into an even more positive place. I can't complain about it. I have nothing to complain about in my life. Not saying everything's perfect, because nothing in life is perfect. Like I said, my relationship isn't perfect. Me being a mom, not perfect. Me being a daughter, not perfect. Things I need to work on constantly, but just in a such positive place mentally that nothing seems like a burden. Nothing feels too overwhelming. And when things are getting overwhelming, I have that support group to fall back on. So it's so important, these things that I'm sharing with you guys, your quality of life depends on it. And so that was my update. I'm about to share with you guys some really intense stuff. So, and like I said, it's going to be digestible. I'm going to do it in little pieces. I know that before I would just go on and on and on. My format's going to change a little bit. You can email me at ashofthepotato@gmail.com. And that's ashofthepotato@gmail.com. If you want to communicate with me about something that, you know, I could be doing differently. However, this is my style of communication. I don't like writing out everything that I'm going to say. However, I'm going to be a lot more precise, have bullet points, have talking points, know a little bit more as a plan in my head instead of just spouting off the things that are coming to me with an overall idea but not a clear plan. That's kind of what I am going for now. It's more of a clear plan. So again, thank you for listening to this, for taking 20 minutes out of your day to care about mine, but also I hope that I'm pouring into you enough where it's helping you, because I want it to be beneficial for us both. This is an outlet for me to share and feel like I'm contributing to the world. The things that I've been through, I don't feel like they should go out void. Like, I don't think that my pain, like, it deserves an outlet. It deserves a way to share with other people how not to go through those things, because then I feel like, you know, it has a purpose. I'm turning my pain into a purpose, but that's good. So I'm turning my pain into a purpose and recycling it versus just letting it well inside of me. And also that's a form of therapy for me. So thank you for listening, and I hope that I'm helping you in some way. So if there's any specific topics that you guys want to cover, please feel free to email me at that address, ashofthepotato@gmail.com. My God, I'm sorry. So yeah. And again, I'm not going to go back and edit things because I want this to be organic. People make mistakes. People say things and, you know, have to backtrack. But this is me. This is my personality. Hope you guys like it. And hopefully you get something out of the future episodes, or if you have to go back and listen to the old ones, hopefully you see how much I've progressed, because this is a journey, right? Like, we started somewhere and we're moving further forward, and I'm learning as we go too. So I'm sharing with you guys as I learn, but it's kind of cool because I can see my progression through these as well. And hopefully you guys are experiencing some progression as well too. So thank you so much, and spread love, light, and positivity everywhere you go. Have a fantastic, wonderful day, and I'll see you in a future session.